Kiki. Sorry, just woke up. I feel sick. Hi, Kiki. I didn't expect you to join. I just woke up. Give me a bit. Oh no, it's 4 p.m. here right now. I feel sick. But I think it's just because I slept and it was really, really, really cold. I don't really have much to talk about. I just wanted to hang out with you guys. Yeah. Nakikinig lang while working. Hehe. Oh, good luck with work! I just worked on my other job last night. I'm just waiting for the revisions and all that stuff. You should eat if you've been sleeping all day. Yeah, I should. I think my family is outside right now, and then they're gonna come back with food. I kinda wanna eat chips, but I don't think I can do that when I just woke up. Anyway, how have you guys been doing recently? As for me, I don't know. I was just like, it was a mixture of I had a mixture of like being sad and angry. Like these past few days, I was just like, and I was like, whoo. That was literally the cycle. If you guys can hear me that well, because I placed my phone on the table. Trying to rest as well. Been really sick. I feel sick right now. I hope I'm not sick forever. Trying to distract the bad feels by doing productive stuff. Oh yeah. Yeah, that's what I've also been doing. I've been working on my other job. I've been prioritizing it a lot. 'Cause it helps me actually calm down. That's me with acid reflux right now. Eh, that doesn't sound good. I can hear you fine. Okay, that's cool. I don't know how the delay works here in the Twitter space. My neck feels super hot. Oh God. I went out the other day. I don't know how many days ago it was, but I went out the other day, right? I told you guys I'm gonna go to Manila. Well, not Manila, but NCR. And some stuff happened there, and I'm just glad they can hang out with friends, you know? Like not bad stuff, but it helped. It helped a lot. It was the day after Eileen's graduation, right? So like May 9. It helped. It helped. Traffic welcomes you. Oh God, yeah. I mean, no, we took the Skyway on the way there, so that was. It wasn't that traffic. But I don't want to go to NCR traffic again. I remember being stuck in Pasig, I think. For a long time, like I have never felt that kind of traffic in Manila. Yeah, have you guys missed me? You guys miss me? I really want to stream, but bleh, they, bleh, bleh, you can't make me stream, bleh. Maybe you former Comedigos can meet up at some point. Yeah, we can meet up. Yes, take your time. I swear, I really want to stream to you guys. I'm like, I'm bored. I can't do anything. I don't even want to play Yakuza Kiwami. I don't even want to play Rank Pizza Tower. I want to do it on stream. I want to talk to my Virgilantes, but at the same time. Grr. Hi, Virgil. Hi. You're gonna start streaming League and carry this company in this back. Just watch the two. Oh, you know what? You wanna know something funny? I just remembered it last night. Let me just look at the people watching. Okay. You wanna know something funny? Like, while I was trying to sleep, something popped into my head, right? It was Gira saying something to Miria, because like Miria, like last year, I think this was like August last year, she posted like a screenshot of not being able to speak in a channel. And then Gira was like, "You cannot speak because VTubers have no human rights." And I was like, yeah. No, it's just a funny thing I remember. You know, with a lot of stuff happening during April, wait, I need to get music. I can't talk to you. I need music. Ah! Where is my phone? My music phone. I'm trying to look for my music phone. Don't know where my phone went, guys. I was literally just using it yesterday. Hi, Mia. I was just talking about, I don't know, Gira's shtick back then. Like, VTubers have no human rights. It was just something funny I remembered because, like, diba, so many stuff was happening during April, and yeah, I was just like, oh. Wow, a music phone. Any spares you can donate to me? No. Maria. I hope you're doing well. I don't really have much to talk about. I really just wanted to hang out with you guys. I don't have stories to tell you. I'm trying to remember. I really can't. I can't think of any stories. What if we do a Q&A? A Q&A, yeah. Let's do a Q&A. It's been a while since I did something like that anyway. Cause I legit don't have anything in mind right now. I just like, okay, I wanna record a space. I'm just spamming emotes. It says it on the title. It says chat room. Is this chat room in the title? I'm trying to find my phone. I'll look for my phone again. Also, okay, I have a story. My cycle changed. And I'm like, but I swear to God, I was like, what? What is happening? Am I sick? Did I get UTI? Why is my period not here? Cause like I had like two cases of UTI back then, and that's how it worked. And I was like panicking, right? I was panicking, and then like my family was like, "Virgil, have you gotten your period yet?" And then they know how this stuff works, so I'm like, "COVID test time." Oh yeah. Oh no. I'm fully vaxxed. If I feel really sick, that's when I get a COVID test, I think. Pregnant? Oh my I still can't find my phone. No, I'm not! I'm not pregnant! What the hell? It's physically impossible. Physically impossible. Get pregnant. OMG, congrats! Virgil, I have a period when you can have a coma. I want to put someone in a coma. I mean, the COVID sticks look the same as you know, but sure. No, I mean, no! It says COVID on the COVID stick, right? The duendes reproduce asexually. This is like how do lalafels reproduce debacle all over again. Yeah, I'm gonna be a deadbeat father. That's the thing, though. I already have my period, and it's like. It doesn't hurt a lot though. My period is a hit or miss. Like, it hurts. Like, oh God, help, hurts. Or, oh, I don't. It's not that bad, actually. I still cannot find my phone. I don't. What? Where is it? Did it fall over the bed? Did you pee on the COVID stick? No, I never tried doing those test thingies. The most I did was pee in the cup for the UTI test. How do you even use those COVID sticks? I'm pretty sure you just pee on them. We're talking about pregnancy sticks and COVID sticks. It's underneath your pillow, let me check. I have so many stuffed toys in my bed, because I have a big bed, right? The thing is, they're all full of stuffed toys. Like, I swear to God. It might as well not be a king's bed, because there's so many stuffed toys. It might as well just be, like, you know, a solo bed. What? You don't pee on the COVID stick? Well, it's like when you squeeze an almost empty Heinz ketchup bottle. Oh, my little ketchup bottle. Oh, yeah. Oh. You don't pee for it. Okay. Well, the more you know. So, how are you supposed to use the COVID test thingies? Double or king single. I think it's a single. It's not that big. It's pretty big for one person. But I think for two people, it's small. Stuffed toys supremacy. I should show you my stuffed toys. Mimi, oh, they're so cute. Thank you, Vigilantes, for the video by the way. Really appreciate it. You have a stick up your nose. No, I'm talking about the freaking the one with the C and the T, you know? The one that people mistaken as a pregnancy test. Oh, okay. Okay, that's how it works. Okay. I'm still looking for my phone, by the way. I really, like, I swear, I was just using it and now it's gone. I was just using it because I, like, Honkai Star Rail. And then, like, while I'm doing Honkai Star Rail, I'm on that other phone and now it's gone. I gotta ask my dad to look for it. Dad, I can't find my phone. Can you help me look for it? Wait. And then. Oh, I found it! It was underneath my Vigilante plushie. I want a stuffed toy of an actual Vigilante, though. I don't think it'd be that hard. But I really want a stuffed toy of an actual Vigilante. Hopefully sometime soon. I really want it. It mean a lot to me. I can get the physical damage for oh, skill issue. You tell yell Subaru. Just remove its body? No, but it's still different because the eyes need to be that funny thing, you know? Needs to be that funny thing. Actually, isn't there one already? I don't think so. Oh yeah, hi,
Sam's there.
Backwards of Svaro, Gorubs. Gorubs. Hello, hi, Maddie. Ah. Oh, yeah. I guess I should update you guys on Elaine, right? I talked to her, and, how do I say this? She's gonna buy her medications today, and, well, she really wants to talk to you guys, cause she has not feeling very good lately. She's like, I really want to post on Twitter, but I can't, and all that stuff. Yeah. Aline still wants your love. Aline still wants your love. Didn't someone already make one? No, I don't remember that! I don't remember that, what? No, I don't. You're probably thinking about the Virgil, Funko Pop. We're trying to support Elaine the best we can. Cause, yeah, she's not on her best right now. Yeah, I didn't see it either. What? Is this a Mandela effect? Are you guys gaslighting me again? You guys are gaslighting me again. I want that Virgilante to give me the Virgilante plushie, I swear. Yeah, the art tags still work. She still looks at the hashtags actually, but she can't like anything. She's inactive, like, she cannot use Elaine. She also, cannot announce anything as Elaine. She cannot like anything as Elaine. But she checks, the hashtags a lot. She always, like, checks up on Twitter. She just can't do anything. The guy who bought the standees said he'd give it to you as well. You're gonna run out of space. The Bondred? Wait, so you guys know that... Wait, give what to me? The standee? Well, good luck delivering that, I guess. Yeah, of course. She's graduated after all. Yeah. I'm pretty sure someone made one. They even posed with the Mary cosplay. It's not the Virgil cosplayer, right? It's not the Virgil cosplayer. All the love to her. Yeah, she still feels it. She still feels it. Ah. She told me something about, she told us that, like, me and Miriel, that every day she just starts crying. She gets nightmares and all that stuff ever since her graduation. It sucks, man. It sucks. Just get some girl to cosplay as Virgil and turn her into a stuffed toy. Let's go, guys. Yeah. Yeah, she hasn't been feeling well about the graduation thing. Remember when I said my previous space that whatever makes Elaine happy, I should support it? We should support it, right? And I know she wants peace. And that's why I want you guys to be civil and all that stuff. Thing is, I don't know what makes Elaine happy anymore. I don't know what makes Elaine happy. I think. Yeah, I'm not gonna assume whatever. Because I assumed, you know, the thing would make her happy and all that stuff. But then. Yeah. Send those hugs to Elaine. I'm fine. Man, I wish I can reach out to her. I can tell her that you guys really care. I mean, Mary is here too. We can tell her both. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, VTubers that graduate still check out their hashtags and stuff. Found the plushie? Can you post it and then earn on a code retweet something and then like okay, just this once DM it to me on Twitter. Just this once. Just this once. Cause I wanna see. Quentin just. Oh, right! I forgot that's a thing. Yeah, just at me. At me. But then again, like, the p person that posted that would be like, what? Damn. Jella got to the original. No. At me. At me. Just at me! Ah, okay. Well, I tried my best to stop him. My nose is stuffy. I mean, when is my nose not stuffy? Now he got blocked. It would be funny if I blocked him, actually. Oh, there it is! Oh, it's Popo's! I want it! It's mine! It's mine! It's mine now. I wonder how big it is. Oh, it's a soap bar. So if a soap bar is the size of a fist, 1, 2, 3, 4. One, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that's actually decently sized. Oh, I want one. Yoink. Hi, Azashi, I missed you. It was Popo, I think. I mean, Popo was the one that posted it. I will retweet please, I want one too, the follow back na lang, my dying wish. If that's your dying wish, I'll follow back all my little Virgilantes before I died too. Namiss din kita, I know. Ay, paano yung miss? Whoops, I have that light. I totally forgot. How dare you? Why does my Virgilante only have black eyes, it should have some blue in it. It's pure black now. I'm using your voice as sleep aid. What do you mean my scream is the ultimate sleep aid? It's pure black. I want the. How do I tell the guy? Can you like add the blue stuff on the eyes? My Virgilante looks dead inside this way. Looks hollow. Oh. And here I thought I've gone crazy because nobody remembers it. Everybody apologized to unofficially. In his defense, I was the first one ever made. No, I understand. It's just funny because it looks like the Virgilante is dead inside. And it's funny because the Virgilante looks dead inside. And it has like the, you know, like how unofficially there's the Virgilante. It looks like that, but way more dead inside. So it's funny. I like it. Looks hot. What? What? The plushie? Eh? How? Oh yeah, I got some Pizza Tower stuffed toys. I should post them. I also got a Charizaku car, like a toy. It was given to me in a Frieren manga. Thank you, Virgilante. Pom pom thing. Oh, the hot Virgilante. Oh yeah, Elaine said she appreciates whatever you guys are doing for her. Yeah, that's also something I should mention. She appreciates what you guys are doing. She appreciates you guys. Doesn't that duende look like kind of like Frieren? Don't open it up for the love season. Do you know that, you know, like that Manhara girl arts where they like stab their plushies? That's gonna be me to my Virgilante plushie. Just kidding. Is Elaine here in the Twitter space right now? Oh, she's not. I thought she was. I was like, but no. No, she's not. Oh, Frieren is super good. You should read it. Pizza Tower is plushy merch. Yeah, it does. It's so soft too. Sana on. I think Elaine went to sleep now, actually. If I were to give in the chance, I'm gonna steal that Frieren manga. I've already had enough of people stealing from my house. Well, no, we weren't actually like intruded, but sometimes my friends would come over to my house, right? And then I have this cork board thing, right? And then I have like my keychains there. They would take the keychains without me noticing, and then when they get home, they're going to take a picture and then send it to me, and then they're gonna be like, thanks for the keychain, Virgil. And I'm like, oh, can I have that back? And they have to give it to me like the next time we meet. No, it's not scary. It was like a joke we were talking about, right? Like, oh, Virgil, you have so many stuff at your place. I'm gonna steal it. I'm like, no, don't. Because they actually stole it. But they're gonna give it back to me. That's theft. Okay, the funny thing is they're actually a Toho fan, so. I remember, there's also one thing that happened. I thought that they also stole my Myria keychain. Because I was like, okay, so my merch keychains are gone. Where's Myria? Because I don't think they watch a lot of Kometa. They don't watch a lot of Kometa. So like, did they steal my Myria too? Because at this time, Elaine didn't have merch, right? It was just Myria, and then I had like my own personal keychain, and then like I was like so stressed out about it for a week. And then I looked everywhere, I swear. And then like one day I was dressing up in the dressing room, right? I was dressing up in the dressing room and I just glanced my eyes over. And I saw the Maria keychain like on the table and I'm like, "What?" What is it about Virgil that makes everyone around her abusive? I have like this thing that makes people want to abuse. You know? Must come with the Riona enjoyer buff. I don't know. I always stole my friend's pens in school. Oh God, I was the friend that people stole pens from. I don't know. Everybody just wants to steal my stuff. I mean, you guys would steal my stuff too. Mesogaki aura, yeah. It's a correction, but in different ways. I swear, this is not domestic abuse, it's correction. Oh God. Huh. Yeah, glad that turned up again. Now I just have to wait to meet up with my friends again so that I can get my fake merch back. A katana umbrella? No way! No way! That's. Oh. That sucks. We'd steal your undies. Oh my God, guys. I found this shop actually. It's on Shopee. They sell so many cute panties, and I bought like 64 of them. And they're all super cute. I want to show it to you guys. I want to show it to you guys, but at the same time, that's kind of yab. No, I swear, it's just really cute. I swear, like with the ribbons and everything. It's not lingerie. It's just cute undies. 64? Yeah, underwear 64. I once stole a monkey toy from one of my uncles, and my parents made me apologize on my knees when they found out. Good. You should. Yeah, cute fundies are fun. It's cute. Even Sekai emerged Sholas. I wish I could like on those streams where you just show it on the screen. I don't want to post it, okay? I'm not posting my underwear for the internet to see. How many butts do you have? 64? There's 64 Virgils. So there's 64 panties. Yeah, don't actually post pantsuit. Okay, one of my favorite ones is actually. Wait, I need to sneeze. No. Ow. One of my favorite ones is like. It was a ribbon. Like a blue ribbon. And then there was like a cute yellow flower on it. And then like the pattern of the panties was like. Blue polka dots. And it's super cute. Oh my God. I mean, I could just draw it, right? Because I really don't want to post my panties. Like, you're sniffing a lot again. You guys give me the cold. It's like you guys are dust bunnies. Sixty-four Virgil Bellarreal streams. Yeah, if I stream. Stinky. Oh, actually, my bras are either just white, black, or gray. I don't know where to buy cute bras. Oh, and I also bought a lot of clothes. I bought a lot of clothes actually. Like, oh God, it cost a lot, but it was worth it. I'm going for Academia fashion now. It's so cute. Oh my God. Adorable. No, I don't like sniffing you guys. Fancy dress stream. That sounds like a good idea. If I stream. No bra supremacy. Exactly! Exactly! Comfy. It's comfy. You can post fits though. Yeah, I can. I can. But I'm buying accessories for my fits. I'm buying like ribbons and all that. Because it's not like some stuff. It looks a bit empty. So I'm buying things that will make it look cute. I also want to buy some Mary Jane shoes. But I don't know where to buy good ones. So I'll probably just buy the normal school doll shoes in stores outside. Also, I don't like Mary Jane's because I don't like walking in heels. But they'll sag. Mine doesn't sag. I don't think mine are big enough to sag. Like, it's crazy, but I'm not actually super flat. It's like, how big are my cups? My hand, it's perfect size for the hand, actually. It's perfect size. Not too big, not too small. But I do have small hands, so there's that. I can still squeeze it. Okay, it's not flat. Like, my hand just cups around it. So it doesn't really sag. I don't know if it's a B, actually. Because, okay, here's the thing. I wear those baby bras or sports bras, and then like it hurts, but I thought it was normal. But when I wear those bras and then I wear clothes, right, I'm like, huh, why do I look flat? But when I don't have a bra on, it's obvious that I have some meat in me. Like it curves, right? So I don't know what cup I am. Depends on the hand size. Yeah. Proof? What? Mira, please confirm. Mira wouldn't know. You didn't touch it. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know if it's B cup. Wait lang. Oh, Maddie, thank you for the shoes. Maddie sent me shoe links. Thanks, Maddie. It's AA cup, right? You didn't let her touch it! She didn't ask! Yeah, like, you know, God. I was like, why did you send me a link? No, I really don't know what my sizes. I don't know if it's A or B. Okay, here I can tell you guys. So I have meat, right? I have meat. They're not as small as you think. But at the same time, it's not enough to form a cleavage. So what is that? I mean, it could form a cleavage. I just need a push-up bra. It doesn't happen naturally. Totally not B. Okay, so I'm A cup. But I swear to God, guys, there's meat on it. Yeah, exactly. Miriam, I'm so sorry. My virgilantes are weird. They're so weird. Ugh. I don't know what to compare it to. Let me try something. Finding something I can compare it to, okay? How about a charger? No, the charger is... No, the charger is too small, like, the adapter. I really want to, like, explain it to you guys. Oh, do you guys have the fully booked bookmark? The ones that come free with the books? The white and orange one? I'm placing it right now, and it, like, it's not the perfect size. It's slightly smaller than my cup, but it's getting there. Like, the diameter, is this called the diameter, the width? And the bed is the same, even from the side. I don't know how to explain it. Steam Deck comparison. Oh no, the Steam Deck is too big. I don't girl talk. I'm a bro. Yeah, when I hang out with Mir, we're like, yeah, bro. Yeah. No, actually, that's Elaine. Elaine is the one that always talks like that, I think. When you press your finger into it, how far does it go? Okay. Like, when I push into it? It's okay, I'm not pushing into the cup. I'm pushing in between the cup to see how deep it is, right? Okay, yeah. My finger is in between my chest. And my cup ends somewhere above the first joint of the finger. Like, you know, the big, is this a knuckle? The one that you pop? It goes a little bit beyond. God, I wish I could explain this. You know that part you pop, right? Like, not the one near the finger, the one in the middle of the finger. The one in the middle of the finger. You know that thing you pop, the knuckle? It goes pretty beyond that. It's in between, like, yeah, it's in between the knuckle and the second knuckle. The second knuckle is the one you pop. Like, let's say there's three knuckles, right? Or three joints. Yeah, your finger has, finger has like three joints, right? It's the one that's on your hand. It's the one that's on the middle of your finger. And it's the one on the tip of your finger. Mine goes beyond the middle one, the middle joint, but it's in between the hand knuckle and the middle finger knuckle. You measure your underboob, like purely your torso first, then measure the bust, which includes the highest point of the boobage, aka the... Oh, so that's how you do it. Okay. To get your cup, you gotta compare the difference. I don't have a measuring tape, though. Yeah. I just wanted to prove that I'm not entirely flat. I swear. I'm not entirely flat. I still have some meat. Maxi, yeah. Wait, what was I supposed to talk about again before this entire cup and panty thing? No, I'm talking about cup sizes because I don't know my cup size. Like, it's actually quite common for girls to not know their cup size. Like, usually they'd get something that's smaller than they thought they were. Yeah. The measuring doesn't matter because I never did it. It's so cold. No, yeah. Okay, Q&A time before I start eating. Ask me anything, guys. Small meat is still protein. Cute supple bread. How does it go again? Yeah, cute, supple, breast, small chest, I love. Yeah, plushie talk. I have a bunch of plushies. That is true. I was apparently wearing bras that are too big for me for many years now. I don't think you still wear bras nowadays, Kiki. I think you're just like, oh, I think this bra is just too big for me, and then you stop wearing bras. Kailan tayo magva-Valorant? Oy, hindi ako nagva-Valorant! But if it's for you, okay. I'm gonna drag Purin into it too. Just name all of your plushies right now. Okay, this one's Blahaj. This one's Kokori. This one is Virgilante. This one's Pizza Face. This one is Chomper. This one is Katyusha. This one is Dinah. This one is Jill. This one is Choo Choo. This one is Bon Bon. This one is Little Kitty Plushie. This one is Bijo. This one is Pepino. This one is Mimikyu. This one is Gura. And then this one is Sakura. No, that's another Hello Kitty. All of my other plushies are inside my two Kirby plushie homes. You know that thing one of the Virgilantes gave me? I already had one, actually. So now I have two of them. Jude, no, Bondrewd stuff to yet. But I did buy a Bondrewd bag. It was like a backpack, but with a purple line across it. It's actually like official merch. Pizza Face! Mimi got his own plush. I punch it. No Virgil plush. What do you mean? Bijo's literally me, for real, for real. Bijo's literally my real name, guys. Aww. So cute. She's actually bigger than I expected her to be. I like it. Now she hangs out with Virgilante. I want a Virgil phone. Oh, you guys know Azura? She was telling me that she could get a Fumo made for me. But at the same time, like for merch, right? Like you should get this Fumo guy. Like he makes Fumos for merch. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't think Kometa will buy it. Oh yeah, it's the Funko Pop. I want a Virgil Fumo. I think it's gonna be really funny. It'll look very funny. Okay, Q&A. Come on, ask me anything. Ask me more stuff, okay? Before I leave to go eat. Because I'm starting to get hungry. And my nose is still clogged. Oh, God, help me. Bijo? Oh, that's Iho, right? Iha Iho? Thigh size? Well, one single hand cannot fully grab my thigh with one single hand. It doesn't cover the entire thigh. Let's get my Ant Pro 2 keyboard for comparison. Okay, so I'm using my Ant Pro 2 keyboard. You could probably use your keyboard, whatever. I don't know. I have a pretty big keyboard with XDA keycaps. Well, not pretty big keyboard, but I have XDA keycaps. So let's see. Let's start with the escape key, right? I'm putting across my thighs. From the escape key, it goes until, wait, where is this? It goes until number 9. Escape key to number 9. Actually, it's in between 8 and 9. So yeah, that's how big my thigh is. Sorry, I don't have a measuring tape. I can only use keyboards and bookmarks. What percent of keyboard is that? What percent of keyboard is an Ant Pro again? It's been a while since I nerded on keyboards. I'm pro keyboard percentage. 60? It's 60. It's a 60% keyboard. And the thighs go from escape to in between 8 and 9. No, I have several keyboards. The Unpro is for when I work on my iPad. What kind of hair accessories do you wear regularly? I like wearing, you know those, hairpins? Hair clips? Yeah, hair clips. I like wearing those hair clips and I like tying my hair up, actually. People say it really suits me. But I saw one, I think with the ribbons I bought for my clothes, I think I could tie it up on my hair too. Yeah. 60% keyboard escape to number 9. That's how big the thigh is. When was the last time you took a bath? Yesterday. It was yesterday. Yeah, ponytail. I wore it for PE and then like the girls in the classroom like, oh my god, ponytail suits you so much. Ah! So like, okay, nice. Oh, do you have a piece of PH money? Okay, let me just find my wallet real quick. Let's see. Okay, let's use a $20 bill. It's slightly less than 2 20 peso bills side by side. Slightly less than that. You have to put into consideration that. Actually, okay, let's not wrap it around my thigh. Let's put it on top of my thigh. Like, not wrapping around, curving around my thigh. It's as slightly bigger. It's slightly bigger than a 20 peso bill. Yeah, slightly bigger than that. Maybe like, slightly bigger than a 20 peso bill. It's like a 20 peso bill, but put two coins besides them. Like, coin, 20 peso bill, coin. Yeah. Like a 1 peso coin. No, a 5 peso coin. Yeah, I do have meat. I do have meat. Oh, sorry, my nose is itchy. Sinky. No, it's one thigh. It's one thigh. Virgil aunties being like, oh my god, the 20 peso bill is slightly smaller than Virgil's thighs. Ah. Oh god, things have been so quiet nowadays. It's quiet. Too quiet. Like, something happened, please. Please, something happened. I need it. She's measuring like an American, I cannot. Any diet tips? I don't know. I never had to go on a diet, honestly. Exercise recently, it helps the... You know what would help me with the... If I get to punch someone in the face. No, that's exercise, right? Punching someone in the face is still exercise. Now we know how to cannibalize when you run out of food. No! you give me diet tips and you just drink soda. We volunteer. No. Not my Virgilantes. No. Not this time, Virgilantes. I don't want to punch you this time. My nose is itchy, like, oh my god. The boy's a liar. The boy's a liar. He doesn't see ya. You're not looking at me, boy. The boy's a liar. You all know who to punch. Go for the face. No one says please. No. It doesn't feel satisfying if it's you guys. Who do I gonna punch, Rachel? Tell me to get DM kita. Let me DM you then. Don't laugh. Just kidding. Familiar with any Project Moon? I did play Love Corp, but I didn't finish it. And Nimbus, all my friends play it except for me. Miria! I have the hit list, right? That meme, I forgot where it's from. Was it from Hey Arnold? Like, kiss 100 boys. Wait, what? Kiss 100 boys one time, or kiss one boy 100 times, right? Except mine is punch one boy 100 times. That's mine. Punch one boy 100 times. My hit list is literally just one single name running across the page. So the page is filled to the brim with one single name. Can you cope with drawings? Drawing isn't enough. I need to punch this guy in the face. I am drawing, it's just that whenever I draw, I use it on, how do I say this? I use it for practicing the drawings I make, so I don't really know if I want to post it, because it's not Virgil related, right? Or it's not like a funny haha meme, it's just really just studies. It's my name, actually. Okay, whatever. Sheesh! With the same phrase. Oh my god. That's just schizo behavior. Like the school punishment where they make you write something on one whole sheet of paper. Oh, I wish I could make someone write something on one whole sheet of paper. Sorry, guys. You know how I babysit? It's just that I'm babysitting right now, and, you know, I'm in a very bad mood. So, yeah, don't think much about what I say, okay? And no, I'm not gonna punch a baby in the face. Not that part. That part is different. Maybe. I'm babysitting. Okay, you know what? I can't even make up an excuse anymore. You should make a dedicated article. Like, you want it? You can find it. You can. It's not even private. You just have to look hard enough. Although it's not. It's probably not the kind of art you expected. It's not even private, you just have to find it. But it's not the art that you expect, yeah. Bag ginawa mo yung sheesh with Hanja. I can imagine Maddie doing that. So it's not prawn. No, it is. It is. Just kidding. Just kidding, Gira. Don't get mad at me for joking about drawing that kind of stuff and having it in another account. It's a joke. It's a joke, Gira. I do not have an account that's public, full of full of that stuff, Gira. For legal reasons. Will you ever talk to him again? Oh, I tried talking to him about really important matters, but he ignored it, did you? Like, it wasn't the same server as the other staff. And I tried talking to him there, right? And he ignored it and then started talking about going on a hangout or something today. It was pretty serious too. I tagged him on it, but he kind of like just ignored it and then started talking about hangout. I don't know, maybe he's just that busy, guys. You gotta understand, right? Sniff, sniff, sniff. What? I explained it the best I could. It's actually kind of because of his lack of response to me. It's not, I don't know what's going to happen, and it's a pain in the ass because it's a serious matter. And then I'm like, okay, he hasn't replied to me yet. What is he up to? And then I see like the general chat. He's just like, oh, we're meeting. I'm at the meeting place now, guys. Oh, okay, I'm gonna go there. Like, oh, so they're just hanging out. Okay. Well, no, maybe it's business meeting, guys. Okay. He ignores you still? Yeah. It's very hard to get a word out of him. Unless it's like thumbnails. I don't even know if he reads it or anything. Even just a, okay, I'll read this later would suffice. He has other people to bother him for you for the pincer attack. I don't want to get other people involved, okay? It's a league meeting. I heard that Gira actually keeps playing League 24/7. I just heard it. Take it with a grain of salt. I don't have a league account. I don't have a league account, so I can't check. But he's always playing League, that's what I heard. Okay? It's business meeting. Girl, I asked him something unrelated to all the current BS yesterday, and he answered with a not 24/7, but it's getting close. Oh my God. Oh my God. He actually spends so much time on League. Oh my God. I'm generally thrown in the towel and is never gonna communicate with you guys again. Well, that's also his downfall, surely, whatever. You have to love there. Well, he even asked you guys to stream. He hasn't asked me and Miriam to stream. He hasn't. He hasn't asked us to stream. Like, lol, you're both on hiatus. Does he not care? I'm not sure. I don't know. I really don't. Ah. Don't worry, guys. It's just the usual banter between me and Gira. My nose is turning red. The boy's a liar. The boy's a liar. He doesn't see you. You're not looking at me, boy. The boy's a liar. Modino with Bestie. Well, as long as y'all don't get in trouble. No, I don't think we are. I don't think we're gonna get in trouble for doing spaces. Planning for the future. Bracing for the future, more likely. Bracing for the future. Increasingly more yab spaces from you and Mary until he says something. Oh boy. You guys do me a favor, right? If you see Gira or any commander staff in. Like, no. Not the commander staff. Maybe just Gira and yeah. Can you like chat, hi Gira, on my chat? Just so you know, like, hi Gira, like, you know, just a great Gira, you know? You know? Just say hi Gira, just to, you know. Just to say hi to Gira, guys. Come on. I love to stay optimistic. Yeah, me too, but. Not to the point where I'm just going to pretend nothing's wrong. Want us to do it now? I mean, Gira is not here. You know, just say, hi, Gira. Just do that. Hi, Gira. Just greet him. Just greet the funny little guy. Why do we greet Gira? Oh, so that... Okay, when you greet Gira, right? You have to greet Gira in chat so that everybody knows Gira's there. So they can greet him too. Right? That's easy to understand, right? No, you literally just greet him. Why are you guys overthinking this? I don't know what chat you mean. This chat. Say hi, Gira, and then everybody's gonna say, oh, hi, Gira. Hi, Gira. I do be doing a little bit of trolling right now. Okay, my nose itchy. Wanna practice now? No? Why would we practice it now? I'm hungry. I want shawarma, actually. I've been craving shawarma. I want shawarma. Have you had an allergy test or something before? I don't even know if this is all mental. Because I don't know why. Like, it doesn't always happen, but when I stream, it happens. I don't know if it's like a mental thing. It's not like I'm stressed out or anything. I mean, no, I've been stressed out, but when I stress out, I don't really feel my nose itching. It's because, I don't know. Maybe it's because when I talk to you guys, I can't really breathe through my nose. And it starts itching. I don't know. Are you doing okay in the heat? Yeah. I am comfy. I'm comfy. Yeah, just say hi, Gira. No, what's a Shelby, Canada? Yeah, probably the weather change. It's morphing into a clown nose to match the current situation. Yeah, I do the honk honk. Maybe your sheets are dusty. The sheets are new. God chef. What the hell is a God chef? Shelby, Canada. What is that? Oh, it's a food guy. Looks yummy, yummy. Do you smell that bad? Yeah, stinky. Go take a bath, stinky. The boy's a liar. The boy's a liar. He doesn't see ya. You're not looking at me, boy. The boy's a liar. The boy's a liar. Doesn't see ya. You're not looking at me, boy. Enough, good enough. This is a golden shawarma. It's some episode title that's infamous. I'll check it out. God Chef. Makes it sound like Hell's Kitchen. Do you know what's worse than not taking bath? Reusing the same clothes. Now that's stinky maxing. Yeah, because the sweat's there. Ew, stinky. Stinky. It's gonna be rainy seasons soon. There's two seasons for the Philippines. One is hot. The second is go fuck yourself. Hell's Chicken. Good enough, off, good enough, off. Where does reuse pants? Ew, you're gross, ew! He gave him something better. What are these titles, bro? And Shelby's Canada. The Golden Shawarma. Shawarma Refuge. Bart 4. We went to the refugee camps with Shawarma. What? Why does he talk with an accent? Camp prep with Shawarma Man. Making the Shawarma for orphaned kids and displaced families. I mean, at least that's wholesome, right? Michelin star Shawarma. The best. He came all the way from California for something better. What? Let him cook. Yeah, let him cook. Let him cook. What is he cooking? Just let him cook. He is base. Okay, I'll check him out later. I'll check out the God Chef or whatever you guys are talking about. Oh, season A, aircon always on. Season B, power always out due to storms. True! Oh, if you didn't sweat like crazy, your shirt is still clean. You can still use it. Bruh. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Ew. I don't like using the same shirt, even if I sweat just a tiny bit. Alam mo ba tong version na? Maddie, why are you sending? Maddie's just DMing me. Okay, what's the Spotify link? Hello? 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 Maddie sent me a Joe Biden and Obama cover of The Boys in Lar. Yes, I already listened to this. And my space almost crashed when I tried listening. Oh god, fine, I'll play it. I was like, what is this? Why is she DMing me this? Joe Biden, Obama. Joe Biden, Obama, The Boy's a Liar. Okay, how good is this? I forgot. I just know that Biden cannot rap. He cannot rap here. He's
Sleepy Joe on the mic.
Oh god.
The clock stops for Joe and Barack. We're about to be cooking. You get the pan, I get the crock pot. Take a look inside your heart. Is there any room for me?
Wow, this Vocaloid fire.
So you get down on one knee because you only want to hold me when I'm looking good enough.
Come on, man.
Hi. We're listening to music.
Every time I pull my hair, well, it's only out of fear.
This Vocaloid, damn. I'm an Obama P, by the way. The boy's a liar. The boy's a liar. Bombaloid. By the Lloyd and Bombaloid. Good enough, off, good enough, off.
Yeah, I'm good enough. In my suit or with my hoodie up. Just listen to this verse, folks. They say that I'm good enough. Grabbing my da da da. Think about shit that I shouldn't. So I tell him it's one of me. He making fun of me. Uh-huh. His girl is a bum to me. Uh-huh. Like that boy is a cap. I'm saying he home, but I know where he at. Like Betty blowing her back. Thinking about me because he know that ass fat. Damn. And it been what it been. Huh? Calling
wait, he actually raps good.
Fucking my shit because he know what I'm on. But when he hit me, I'm not going to respond. But I don't sleep enough without you. And I can't eat enough without you. If you don't speak, does that mean we're through? Don't like sneaky shit that you do.
That's actually good. You're
telling lies. Say your goodbye. You're not looking at me, boy.
The voice is Trumpy. I thought he couldn't rap. Because I thought... Okay, I misread the comment. Obama is the bad one and Biden is the good one.
Harking back to innocent times while we spit in the rhymes. For anyone who misses the dimes, that's the 2010s. Nobody calls the 2010s the dimes, Joe. I do. I'm a trendsetter. Deal with your shirt, man. That's why everyone's moving to Delaware. They are. Look at the census. Oh, I forgot. You're retired. Go back to making your little Spotify playlist, you bum. You know I will.
Is there, is there a bowling cover of them? Oh, there is. Is this good? Okay, there is a bowling cover. Wait, no. I want one of Obama. I want one of Obama. Okay, wait. No, there's really just Joe Biden. I wanna like tell my mom. Did you know that Obama, Trump, and Biden are friends, and then show her the AI, and then she's going to like believe them. He's all like he's about to die. He sounds like he's about to croak. We're making out the nursing home with this one. Okay, bye bye. He sounds like he's about to die.
But I got control on these niggas, I did this a deep breath. I
We're making it into the plane with this one. Yeah, I should tell them. I should tell her. I should show her the gaming streams and then tell her, yeah, they're friends. See, and then she's like, oh my god, they are friends. I should tell all my friends and family about this. Okay, I think I'm gonna go eat now because I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Hungry. I want to do daily Twitter spaces. I'll try my best to do them. With makeup. Shut up, bro. Okay, bye-bye. I'm gonna go eat. Bye-bye. Bless the liar.